You know, it's funny. I was thinking about this, and maybe we'll talk more about it tomorrow. I don't have a ton of time. We're going to have a little pop culture news very shortly. But yesterday, Hillary Clinton was interrupted by the Black Lives Matter protesters. I guess if you want to call them Black Lives Matter protesters, as far as I'm concerned, they're just troublemakers. They're kind of like the kids. I mean, I don't want to call them all kids, but the individuals that loot the CVS's and supermarkets when there's a protest. You know, you have a protest. So you have something happen and people take to the streets, okay? You had something happen, people take to the streets, and they're protesting. Rather, it's Michael Brown or, Tamira Rice. So you got people that want to exercise their right and protest, hold signs, maybe stand in front of a courthouse. And then you have individuals that go for that protest and rob stores, bars, things that have nothing to do with a march, with a protest. And that's what these Black Lives Matter protesters are, that jump up at a Hillary Clinton rally where she's speaking and interrupt her, or at a Donald Trump event or a Bernie Sanders event where they jump on the stage and grab the microphone and screaming and yelling. And I find all of this unbelievably entertaining. In the sense that Obama is the president. Obama has been the president for 7 years. Obama continues to be the president. He tells us every day when it comes to picking a Supreme Court nominee, I'm still the president for a year. When I took the oath of office, it wasn't for 7 years, for 6 years, it was for 8 years. I still have a year left. I'm going to do my duty, and that's picking a Supreme Court nominee. Yet, Black Lives Matter are protesting Bernie Sanders. They're protesting Hillary Clinton. They're protesting Donald Trump. They're not the president. There's still a year to go. There's still a year to go. Why isn't Black Lives Matter protesting the White House? Why isn't Black Lives Matter interrupting any speech that Obama does, that Michelle Obama? Why aren't Black Lives Matter bothering the Obama girls? Why? Please. Somebody tell me why. Why? Has the Black Lives Matter movement forgot that President Barack Hussein Obama is black? Have they forgot that all of this injustices that are going on in our country to black people have been going on under Barack Hussein Obama, and he is black? I mean, seriously. When you hear about the Oscar protests. Oscar's so white. This is the same group of people that put Barack Hussein Obama in power. The same group of people that put Barack Hussein Obama in power. They think George Bush is the president. They think Donald Trump is the president. That's why I say they're not protesting anything. It's kind of like the Occupy Wall Street. Remember that? All that was for a bunch of hipster millennial douchebags to go weeks without showering, sleep in tents, act stupid for a couple months. And on top of houses and make the police to try to get you. I mean, that's it. It's nothing to do. They were tired of living in their parents' basement. They got tired of sitting in their parents' basement playing video games. They got tired. They're like, you know what? I'm not going to shower for 2 months. I'm going to go pitch up a tent with my buddy Colin or some other hipster douchebag name. Jaden. Pat. Noel. We're gonna camp out. Oh, okay, that's fun. That's what Black Lives... It basically, Black Lives Matter. Basically, Black Lives Matter is a black version of Occupy Wall Street. That's it. People. Protesting the wrong people. They should be protesting the President of the United States. Who's black? These stupid mother effers, man. Interrupting Hillary Clinton. What are you going to do for us? I'm telling you, this is why Trump is popular, because Trump does those things that you just want to do. I wish Hillary would have just turned around and said, hey, what has Barack Obama done for you? I'm not the president yet. Be asking your president what's he going to do for you, because he's had seven years. His chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, covered up a murder. What happened in Chicago happened a year and a half ago, and he knew about it. The city with the kid's family. They knew about it. They covered it up. So that's what? 2.5 years? That's Obama's in his what? 5.5 year term? Every single one of these problems that have happened to black folk and the black community have happened under Barack Hussein Obama's watch. How does that get ignored? How does that get ignored? When Al Sharpton is planning a boycott, planning a protest for this weekend Oscars. Think about that. Hollywood, who gave Barack Hussein Obama millions of dollars. Hell, Gwyneth Paltrow. It was just a few months ago. She had a big fundraiser for the DNC. She had a big thing. It was like a $10,000 plate dinner, and Obama showed up. Gwyneth Paltrow. Gwyneth Paltrow, very white. It's like this disconnect with Black Lives Matter and all of the black pundits that get on TV like Joy Reid and April, what's her name? April Ryan. I think that's her name from, she's that reporter, big heavy set black woman reporter, hates Republicans, hates them. She's always on, I mean, just hates them. It's like, ma'am, your president is black. You're screaming about all these horrible things to black people, all these things that have happened to black people, and the president is black. The attorney general, past and present, is black. There's a lot of black running in that White House. And yet, somehow, people that are not in power, it's their fault for all the horrible, crappy things that have happened to black people in the last 7 years. I don't like to defend Hillary Clinton, but jeez, really, you're gonna stand up and scream at her? You're gonna protest her? Really? You're gonna protest? Why is nobody? I repeat, why is nobody protesting the White House? Seriously. I mean, Hillary Clinton is sitting there giving a speech in a private home. And protesters, I don't get it. She's running for the nomination to then try to be president. The guy that's president now is a black guy. Why are Black Lives Matter not protesting the president of the United States? Why? Just shows you. Black Lives Matter is the black version of Occupy Wall Street. Just a bunch of black people that are bored. Seriously, they're bored. They're bored. They got nothing to do. And this seemed like entertainment for the next, I don't know, 8-9 months. No different than the hipster douchebag white kids that were sitting in their parents' basement smoking weed and playing War of Witchcraft PlayStations. And they can't get a job because of their woman's study degree. Stupid. They're all stupid. A black president, and they're protesting Hillary Clinton. Stupid. Just like the Occupy Wall Street kids. Stupid. They're protesting. Those kids were protesting their parents. They're in the basement of their billionaire and millionaire parents' houses. So they go and camp out in a field for 2 months. You're not able to do that if you actually are poor and responsible for everything in your life. The only way you could go and camp out in a field for 2 months? As if mommy and daddy give you money and you got it in your account. And you could go and get your bottled water and your ding-dongs and zingers. Get rich kids. Rich kids protesting mom and dad. And you got black kids protesting a bunch of white people for the horrible things that the black president